You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Monday. I hope y'all were refreshed this weekend, because this week is going to be one heck of a week. I tell ya. I'm exhausted. My weekend was absolutely exhausting. Although I have to admit, that whole daylight savings time, getting that extra hour, I can't believe how much I got done yesterday. I mean, we were up an hour before we usually get up. I mean, you know, you think you're going to sleep in, but you never do. And, you know, the kids had to go to Sunday school, but I got so much done before I dropped them off to Sunday school. Then, after, Opportunity Village is an organization in Southern Nevada that you know, raises money and you know, has work programs for people with disabilities. You know, whether it's cerebral palsy, whether it's autism, etc. And they have something called a Magical Forest Christmas every time, where you go into this forest, and I mean, if you could believe Vegas having any amount of actual trees that grow and thrive, they have amassed a forest, and sponsors can purchase a tree. You know, keep the tree, obviously, and you decorate, and you can decorate it any way you want to. And then there's a sign saying like "Happy Holidays" from the Dr. Dahlia Show or from Fox 5 or whoever, and you decorate it, and it's fun. And you know, a Jewish girl like me, you know, you would think I'd decorate the tree horribly, but I was able to do it. I mean, this is our third year, so now I'm getting good. You know, and the ornaments are getting bigger and bigger. Is that just me? Are ornaments getting bigger and bigger than they used to? Remember the ornaments? You know, I used to buy my friends little ornaments, you know, for the tree and help them put them on, little cute little baby things. And now, I mean, ornaments are like the size of volleyballs. So we were putting volleyball ornaments on the trees. Of course, I'm making my husband do it. He forgot to wear a belt, you know, so pants kept falling, and, you know, trying to hook things on the high. It's hard to do a ladder because where the trees are planted, there's all these hills, etc. But I think I've done good. I'm pretty happy. Hubby and I worked on that. Kids worked on that. So, we got our tree all decorated. So anyway, that was just one of the multitude of things we did this weekend. We also checked out Goodwill. Goodwill, oh my gosh, what a phenomenal organization. We've been donating to Goodwill. Our family's been dropping off to Goodwill year after year for decades. But, you know, to see how they are able to do the retail stores, be able to recycle the profits to work programs, to new stores, to, helping people in the community, I was extremely, impressed. So we toured Goodwill this weekend, got some ideas on what to do in terms of, more outreach programs for, you know, people, in the area. Interesting though, the one interesting thing we've noticed is hurricane relief items and where to send them. It sounds like most of the organizations, they want money. They just want money. So you having bottled water and canned foods, I'm finding it a lot more difficult on where to send them. For any of you back east, if you know a church or a community office who is still handing out clothes and canned food, etc., please let us know so I can at least forward that information. Of course, like I said, Red Cross, United Way, everybody from what I understand is accepting donations. It's easier for them to send money, less you know, postage. You don't have to worry about any cans being bad or any, you know, having to clean the clothes before they pass it out. So I get it. I understand how cash is easier, but I just can't believe that there aren't groups out there that just need supplies that we would love to send to. So any information you guys have on that, please call us at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Even if we aren't live, leave a message, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Also, you can email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, which is our website. It looks like there's an estimation with this new storm coming in that's supposed to be hitting New York and New Jersey, winds up to 55 miles per hour, that 40,000 New Yorkers may actually have to evacuate. All right, especially if they still don't have power. We're still dealing with that with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. A week later, still many people without power. Horrible stories from what we're understanding. And from what we understand, already tens of thousands of people were in need of shelter with what happened last week. Now they're expecting 4 inches of rain along with snowfall, up to 5 feet of snow, they think possibly, or tidal storm of 5 feet. Snow they're expecting. I'm trying to see how many inches. I apologize. Not 5 feet of snow. That would be horrible. That would be a lot of snow. I know. I need to apologize. You know, I always complain that out here in Vegas we don't get snow. You know, I couldn't imagine what you guys go through, especially with what you're dealing with now after Hurricane Sandy, dealing with inches and inches of snow that could be hitting you, and the cold weather, and you not having power. You know I want a white Christmas. I know I want, you know, to feel winter, but notwithstanding what you guys go through, again, our hearts are, you know, definitely with you during this winter season. I'd say come out to Vegas, but I mean, it's really not that Christmassy. I really want Vegas. It's 81 degrees this week. It's going to be, I think, 84 degrees today. That's the high expected where I live, 84 degrees. And I know I should be, you know, I should be happy about it. And, but I'm just, you know, this is kind of Christmas time. And I want to get everybody in the Christmas mood. Then they're in the mood to give. Everybody's hopefully a little bit nicer, a little warmer, a little cheerier. Yeah, but definitely let's amass a list of where we should be sending supplies. For those of you that don't benefit from the 1-800 number, I guess FEMA has been giving out 1-800 numbers. Drudge reported said that FEMA was out of water over the weekend and couldn't ship until today. I don't know much about that, but I feel like we need much more organization in terms of where to send supplies. You know, my husband suggested, why doesn't the Air Force? I mean, we're near Air Force Base. I mean, there's Air Force bases throughout the country. Why don't we, promote, you know, in each city, you know, bring your goods here and they're going to fly them into the area. I don't understand that. It's, you know, I know it's easier for people to give money online and for these companies to get money. And trust me, they need donations. They need millions of dollars. I get that. But there's a lot of people that want to help, and they don't really know where to send their goods. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio, Talk Superstation, all the affiliates that have been playing our show. Thank you guys so much. And thank you all for listening. We truly appreciate it. You know, as a doctor, you know, this election, it's important to all Americans. As a doctor, I look at a lot of times the psychology of, you know, the voter, the psychology of what the media, you know, is doing to us, how people are thinking as they're going into the race. And I've been finding it a little disturbing, fascinating, but a little disturbing. A huge topic of conversation this weekend. You know, I mean, we're talking now. Where are we at? We're 24 hours from starting to hear the first of some election results, okay? And one of the biggest conversations that was going on this weekend was, okay, if Obama's going to win this again, where are we at? And it's very interesting because in human psychology, okay, some of the more healthier people are the ones that brace themselves. Remember we talked about bracing yourself? Okay, we talked about that with Hurricane Sandy and how, you know, maybe our current generation of young ones, you know, aren't as strong as some of us older generations because of things that we had to deal with in our childhood and how a lot of these, you know, kids are spoiled, et cetera. So we talked about that last week in terms of, you know, hurricane preparedness and economy and, you know, bad things happening and our generation probably running to the antidepressants sooner than we would. But that was a conversation for last week. This, I'm starting to notice a lot of the older folks preparing what happens if Obama wins. Okay? Now, it just shows the complexity and the, you know, how as animals, how specialized we are, you know, and how we have evolved, you know, as humans to now prepare for the worst. You know, as your animals, yeah, they, you know, prepare for winter. They always hoard for winter, but they do the same thing year after year. You know, here we are as humans, much more specialized than the average animal, even though we're still animals at base, which is probably something we're going to start to see our animalistic properties come out tomorrow, depending on who wins and who loses. You know, people are already planning riots. You know, I'm hearing there's already going to be planned riots if Romney wins, right? I don't know yet of any riots if Obama wins. I haven't heard of any, you know, plans to, you know, wreak havoc in that respect. But the fact that you're already kind of hearing that people are going to want to take revenge or they're going to want to, you know, become more aggressive and, lash out, it starts to concern you. Like, come on, people, we're people. Although Obama didn't help telling people, you know, to vote, the best revenge is to vote. Revenge. Why are the Democrats taking revenge on Mitt Romney? He hasn't done anything yet. He hasn't been in office, right? You know, blowing a chance to improve our economy, blowing a chance to tighten our borders, blowing a chance to save people overseas who are defending our country. And, you know, working for our country. I don't know why we have to take revenge against Romney. Not sure what our president is instructing us to do there. Not the wisest choice of words, I might add. But, you know, the biggest conversation was, you know, all right, biggest topic was, all right, what do we do if Obama wins? Well, it's interesting. Group of people we're talking about. Well, the House is still going to be, controlled probably by the Republicans. And so that'll help. Okay, so you're already seeing some people start to grasp at straws. Okay, hope. You always need hope. You always need hope. For those of you that saw Hunger Games, okay, the bad guy, Kiefer Sutherland's father, Donald Sutherland, is it? Yeah. He was talking about how as they oppress people, they still have to have hope. If people don't think they have hope, they'll start to riot. Very true. Okay, not that I like to quote movies, you know. And you know, when I do my show, I don't get to watch a lot of movies, so I can't quote them, but it's true. Yeah, you always kind of need to have hope. So I think maybe one of the reasons why you don't, you know, hear these plans for Republicans to go out there and riot, et cetera, is because they think there's going to be some hope because we may control the House. Now, the Senate, a little tricky. Okay, Democrats right now have, what is it, 53-47. That's because of the two independents. If they always seem to caucus with the Democrats, I'm not sure what the independents are doing in the Senate. But, you know, this 53-47 edge that the Democrats have, a little weak. Republicans are defending, from what I understand, 10 seats on Tuesday. So the less seats the Republicans have to defend, the better. You know, so then they have less seats to lose. Not sure if the Republicans could win the Senate. But the thing is, a lot of us, Democrat or Republican, we really don't want what we've just had the last 4 years. We don't want that. Okay. I mean, the Republicans, you know, being in charge of the House has been, you know, I think, you know, a saving grace for some things, but it didn't do anything for Obamacare. All right. The fighting really didn't help the economy. I mean, we need the economy to improve. And so you have this surge of people, you know, even people voting for Obama. I've talked to many people voting for Obama. They still want a surge of the economy improving. Okay, nobody really wants a stalemate. They don't. But in terms of the psychology behind what's going to be happening over the next 24 hours, you know, Republicans, if they think they've already lost the election, and I don't think anybody should have that sort of thinking right now, they at least hopefully will have the house. Now, I'm frustrated because, I mean, we need to get America back working now. I mean, can Romney, a single man, and his ideas and his administration do the trick? I don't think anybody's going to be our savior right now. Any human's going to be our savior. But, yeah, I think we got a much better chance getting the Republicans back in and getting any job-killing bills that are currently floating abolished and get things started to move in the right direction. Absolutely. But why are people throwing in the towel? I mean, there were some staunch conservatives this weekend telling me that Obama's going to win this. Why? Because they're believing the polls? You know, what's going on here? And remember what I talked to you guys about months ago, where if, let's say it was going to be a landslide, let's say Romney was going to win this by landslide, it wouldn't be reported. And not only because of the liberal media wanting to help Obama, but because it's not a news story. Okay, remember, we are now biting our nails because from what we are understanding is this is neck and neck. Maybe Obama has 1 or 2 points ahead in a couple of the battleground states, but this is supposed to be a nail biter neck and neck. Now, that kind of confused us because for any of us this summer, you know, seeing what's been happening with this country, you know, we were thinking this is going to be a slam dunk. I mean, presidents don't usually win when the economy is so bad like this and not much improvement occurred and everybody's savings and retirement is wiped out. I mean, usually people are going to want change, not this forward type of issue. So most of us would have thought this would have been a slam dunk. Yet the media keeps portraying in these polls, which we don't get, always showing Obama in the lead. Now, again, why is that? A lot of controversy. Well, the more people getting unemployment benefits and money from the Treasury, you know, they're benefiting. Why would they stop progress? They need to live and feed their family. And I've had Democrats tell me that. You know, I've had them say, you know, look, I am so afraid. And because the media, the pictures the media has portrayed, again, this is all psychology. You know, everything that's going on is supposed to manipulate the viewer and then hence manipulate the voter. Okay? You know, no matter what side you're on. I mean, everybody's trying to, you know, when they tell a story, you'd think the stories would be neutral and unbiased, but it's not happening that way. But, you know, I've had people say, look, Dahlia, you know, I have been supporting my family, you know, this way. All right? I want a job, but if I don't think the Republicans are going to get us jobs, I don't want anything happening to my benefits. I got to feed my family. So for those of you thinking, why the hell would people be voting for a president, you know, in the midst of one of the worst recessions we've ever had, it's because maybe they're afraid that whatever they do have, they're going to lose even more. So change could scare some people if they've kind of figured out how to deal with the system that we're in. Personally, I look at anything being better than this. I just do. I don't really see it getting worse. I can't. I mean, now again, the reason why this is so crucial is we also have Europe on the verge of collapse economically as well, which can cause a complete domino effect. I mean, you know, people say, gosh, you know, you guys in the media, you're over dramatizing. Yes, there's things we dramatize, but then we also forget some of the things that are happening and we forget our history. And what happens during economic collapse? Well, a lot of times dictators seem to go in. That's how Hitler came to power, right? Hitler promised everybody jobs and money and security. Of course he got voted in pre-World War II. So this is a very, very scary time for many countries right now. And but it's just, I found it very odd that some Republicans were already mentally throwing in the towel. Very odd. All right, don't go away. We've got some medical news. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDali, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDali 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a female Viagra, now not really Viagra, but they're calling it a female Viagra, is going to be tested, and from what we understand, is going to be making some noise in some clinical trials in hopes that it increases women's orgasms. Now, female Viagra is going to go by the trademark Tofina. Tested soon on women in Canada and Australia, but this is the catch. It is going to be a nasal spray. Very sexy, huh? All right? They say the medication is supposed to be testosterone booster, where you absorb this through the nasal passages. And as opposed to taking something orally like a little blue pill, which makes things very, very easily, women will squirt this into their nose, and it's supposed to help them achieve orgasm. Now, is that going to increase sex drive? There's a whole other remember, side to sex. We've talked about that. There's a difference between increase in orgasm and increase in sex drive. True, if women were able to reach orgasm a little bit easier, you would think that they would probably want to have sex more. That's true. But the huge obstacle, the biggest obstacle we have right now with female sexual dysfunction is the desire in the first place. There are women out there, after having a couple kids, middle age, premenopausal, postmenopausal, they know gosh darn well, right, that they'll be able to climax. They have no problem with that. It's just, you know, starting at, they want to pass. And this is something that I don't think this drug is going to fix yet. They say successful results could mean American women maybe one step closer to the same kind of treatment for lowered libido, which men have flocked to. Okay, wrong, wrong, wrong. What article? Where am I reading this from? This is from The Examiner. I like The Examiner a lot, but Viagra does not improve libido for men. Viagra is supposed to help maintain the erection. Guys want to have sex, but the erectile dysfunction, men want to have sex. They do. But the penis doesn't hold the blood as long as it needs to. Viagra is designed to maintain the blood. There's that whole phosphodiesterase nitrous oxide cycle we talked about, where in a normal erection, blood comes in. Then, so you don't get stuck with priapism, there's a mechanism for the vessels to relax and the blood to go back into the system such that the erection can then go down. And that occurs after sex. It's this whole mechanism that's pretty intricate and phenomenal that nature would come up with something like this. But as we age, or as we have arterial disease and arterial sclerosis, many men find themselves where they aren't able to maintain the blood flow in the penis. And what Viagra does, it's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, so it stops one of the pathways to allow the blood to sit in the corpus cavernosum a little bit longer. Okay, now, of course, the risk of Viagra is priapism, where the blood just doesn't go back. Okay, we do need Viagra to wear off after some time, which is why they always say seek medical attention after 4 hours. Many times we've had people where they would come, you know, to the hospital because the erection did not go away, and we would have to aspirate venous blood from their penis just to make it, because after a while it hurts. I mean, y'all think it's funny, they make fun of it in the movies, but it's an extremely painful process. All right. I mean, if I had a penis, I would probably be complaining about something like that, as opposed to making jokes about it. But people like to make jokes because, you know, it's something funny. Anything below the waist is always, you know, joke material. But we're not looking for material. We're looking for good health. So even though people have been using Viagra, Levitra, Cialis for years, priapism is rare. It's still a side effect we warn you about. You know, not to mention also allowing the blood vessels to relax enough for blood to stay, etc. We always are concerned about people on nitrates because we don't want your blood pressure to drop or bottom out, which is why we avoid nitrates with Viagra. Now, people have tried giving women Viagra. Women, I don't see how this would have succeeded past placebo, but some women said it helped because it maintained blood flow in the vaginal area, okay? And you know, there's an anatomical term I'm not really supposed to use on air, but it begins with C, okay? All right. So in that area, it would maintain blood flow. Great. Wonderful. Okay, but it still didn't enhance sex drive. So what we we've talked about women's sex drive and why it decreases. Women are fighting nature. You know, nature wants to provide offspring, as Darwinian had postulated, that would have the best chance of survival. And an older a woman gets, the less chance her offspring has a better chance of survival. For example, many women that have children in their older years could have problems with their pregnancy, could have birth defects, could have Down syndrome children, or could have autism, etc. And so nature wants us to have offspring that can live well into their 90s, right? And so as women start to age, their sex drive goes down because it's nature preventing us from wanting to propagate. All right, but for those of us that are married in a monogamous relationship, it really exacerbates the husbands and the spouses. I don't blame men for getting exacerbated. You know, they shouldn't suffer just because women's sex drives go down. But then again, a woman shouldn't have sex if she doesn't feel like she wants to. By any means, ever. Women should, you know, want to be in the mood. Really doesn't make sense to have sex when you don't want to. I mean, it hurts, you tear, etc. I mean, remember, there's a whole body response that occurs when you are in the act, including lubrication, etc. And many women do come in with tears, vaginal itching, vaginitis, etc., when they appear to kind of jump into it when they really aren't ready. So we always urge being ready. Or many sex therapists actually pass out a lot of lubricant. All right. You know, you'll see baskets of them, you know, in their office where people can just, you know, go grab KY. Because it is. It's extremely important. I mean, you don't want to hurt yourself. You start to hurt yourself with sex, or your wife, you know, says, ow, not a lot of fun. You know, not to mention also as women age, things start to get a little more drier, atrophic. We call it vaginal atrophy. Sex can be pretty painful. Okay, sometimes it feels like parchment paper tearing, as these women are explaining to us, and it's kind of frightening. You know, I want to hit menopause as quickly as anybody else. Not really excited about the changes that are going to happen. Really don't like the whole parchment paper, wax paper, aluminum foil type of analogies I'm hearing. So what did doctors do? Well, the doctor said, okay, well, let's do testosterone. Let's up women's testosterone. Increasing their estrogen may not be as safe. We don't know if they're, you know, it's going to affect heart disease. It's going to affect breast cancer. So let's increase testosterone. Worst things that happen with testosterone could be a little acne, a little extra hair, etc. For some women, increasing the testosterone did it. For others, nah, nothing. Nothing. So here we have a nasal spray that is supposed to induce, okay, from what we understand, boosting a woman's testosterone. Now, again, would the increase of testosterone increase libido or just help orgasm? From what we understand, they are claiming that this would increase orgasm. Now, would you orgasm quicker? So if you are having issues, sex is quicker and then easier to handle. I mean, isn't this crazy? Right? Sex is supposed to be the most fun thing out there. Sex is supposed to be the most wonderful thing, the most passionate thing we could do. I mean, some of us don't do it as passionately, you know, notwithstanding backseats of cars, but still. And it blows my mind that women a third into their life, right? I mean, what, in their 30s, et cetera, start to deal with sexual dysfunction. A lot of people don't talk about it, right? They don't because we don't have a lot of cures. You know, we're taught in medical school, I need to talk to, you know, women about this. I'm like, well, you know, it's nice to talk to them about it and, you know, make them feel like they aren't the only one. But what are we going to do about it? What do we have in our medicine bag? You know, luckily with men, you know, we have, you know, Viagra and Cialis and Levitra, et cetera. And I have to tell you, I really credit, I believe Pfizer was the first to come out with Viagra. I really credit the pharmaceutical companies was coming out with this because I got to tell you, men asking for Viagra have caused, I can't tell you, countless lives saved in terms of them going to the doctor and then getting their hearts checked. You know, many doctors out there, they'll just pass out the Viagra, but many others will say, no. Okay, you still need a physical. We're still going to check your heart. Wait a second, your blood pressure's high. Wait a second, your EKG is abnormal. So I can't tell you how many men with coronary artery disease we have diagnosed because they came in wanting Viagra, whereas they would have never gone to the doctor before. So well done, Pfizer. Well done, all these other companies. I'm pretty proud of you guys. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Hattler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please also follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. I know many of you guys are going to be fiddling around on Facebook a little bit later today. Don't forget to search out The Dr. Dahlia Show. Always nice to connect with you all and see who's listening. Also, for those of you thinking about what you want to do next summer, for a cruise maybe for your vacation, Dr. Dahlia Cruise is a booking. We are booking up rooms pretty quickly, so please go to our website at drdahlia.com to check that out. All right, so it looks like chelation therapy is back in the news. Remember somebody had asked about chelation a couple weeks ago, and I had brought up how one of my patients, his cholesterol, went down considerably. We didn't administer the chelation. It was another doctor had done that, but the treatments took a few hours. They were very expensive, and he didn't keep it up. Well, a study has come out, and it's very rare that the studies come out on alternative medicine to the degree that this one got in the media, you know, because usually many of these, you know, studies look at mainstream type things because, you know, you have the pharmaceutical money behind the study. But this is very interesting. Apparently a study came out that was actually funded by the U.S. National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine and the U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. It's the first long-term study of its kind, right? Looked at chelation, which is kind of an infusion that removes heavy metals from the body and can decrease cholesterol. Now, it doesn't say that the FDA, based on the small study showing some improvement, is going to cause the FDA to approve it. You know, again, you know, we can't really do anything without the FDA in this country. Some people agree with that, some people don't. But it's a little move in that direction. I mean, I've only seen it on one patient, so I can't be in love with it. But what I've seen so far is pretty positive. It's kind of interesting. You know, I mean, the whole idea of cleaning out your blood has been used since Egyptian, maybe past times, right? You know, the idea of, you know, leaching the blood out, cutting, letting the bad humors out, you know, has been an idea and has been a treatment for centuries. And so the idea of chelation came about with that same type of idea. Let's take out the bad toxins. Let's take out the metals. And we found it to lower cholesterol. Now, again, it's I've seen various reports where it could cost anywhere to $8 a treatment to this article right here from drugs.com saying it's $5,000 on average to be treated, involving dozens of infusions of the mixture aimed at leaching the metals across the body. Now, this particular study, what they did is they looked at 1,700 heart attack patients from about 134 different sites across North America. Most of them had already undergone bypass surgery or angioplasty. So these were people with well-known coronary artery disease. Okay, well-known. They received 40 infusions of the chelation solution at about 500 cc's, a half a liter per infusion. Some of the patients were randomly assigned to give the chelating solution. Some and the chelating solution, we usually use EDTA, right? Amino acid, disodium EDTA, that usually our chelating agent, vitamin C, B vitamins, electrolytes, anesthetic, and a blood thinner. The other patients received either vitamin supplements or placebo. Okay. Patient outcomes were tracked over 4.5 years. Lead investigator Dr. Gervasio Lamas, chief of the Division of Cardiology at Columbia University, said there was a slight benefit noted. 26% in the people that used the infusion, 26% of the people taking the treatment suffered a serious cardiovascular event such as death, heart attack, versus 30% who took the placebo. So 4% less people died. Okay. Is that significant enough for the FDA to approve this? Oh, hell no. No way. But a 4% improvement, all right, and less risk of death than the other, than with the placebo, it's a little bit more than the standard of error, according to the study. The second study presented at the meeting, and this meeting that this was presented at was the American Heart Association annual meeting in Los Angeles. Second study at the meeting looked at patients' quality of life after the chelation therapy. All right, no benefit, they said. So what does this mean? Does this mean chelation is the wave of the future? Probably not. This wasn't a big enough study. It wasn't. But, you know, I would suggest a study being done on people that weren't as severely compromised cardiovascular-wise as somebody who already had bypass surgery or heart attack, et cetera. It'd be interesting to see. Just take a look at cholesterol patients. Just take a look at people with high cholesterol, right? And take them before they get the heart attack and see how they do. So it's interesting. I mean, I'm for alternative medicine. Anything we could do that, you know, utilizes things we have been using for years and keeping people alive with for years in terms of ideas, anything that's cheaper, anything that puts people at less risk, I'm for. But, you know, I mean, it's got to work, and it's got to work good. Now, I was having some trouble sleeping last night, so as I was prepping for the show, I found this article, insomnia may raise risk of heart attack and stroke. This is what, the 15th study this year, isn't it? We always get this. If you're an insomniac, you're going to be more at risk of heart attack and stroke. So obviously this didn't help. I decided to, you know, post it on Facebook in case people needed some reading to put them to sleep. Although people were a little nervous when we put this up. Insomnia raising risk of heart disease and stroke. Now, Taiwanese researchers got involved on this one. All right. They found, let me see here. They looked at 2 million people. They looked at a nationwide health database of 2 million people. They took out those with depression, anxiety, sleep apnea. I know some of you were thinking, well, yeah, sleep apnea. If you have sleep apnea, you're at risk for heart attack and stroke. True. But they took those people out of the study. Seizure disorders, substance abuse, etc. And they found 11,000 people age 45 or older that suffer from insomnia, 32,000 people who did not after taking out all those other contributing factors. After about 4 years of following these participants, researchers found that 1.6% of those who suffered from insomnia experienced a heart attack, while those who slept well, only 0.76 had a heart attack. Okay, so again, really small. Again, small study. But it just reminds us we need to sleep. We need to get sleep. And insomnia is on the rise. Now, I think there's a few reasons for insomnia being on the rise. All right. And we're going to be talking about this in the next hour. One is there has been a plethora of sleeping medicines. So rather than in the olden days, us trying to figure out how to get us to sleep, like counting sheep, thinking of a happy place, having sex, etc., many of us go to the pill. There have been studies showing that there are less people having sex now because they just go and take their Ambien or they go and take their sleeping pill. And like, sorry, honey, I took a sleeping pill. I'm going to be out in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it's done. All right. So, but not so much, you know, that people are having less sex, but we've had a cheat to go to. You can't sleep, not a big deal. Or you anticipate a night where you need to get your full 8 hours and you're going to bed late. You take the pill just so you don't even have to try anymore. Well, once you have that out, that's where you get into some trouble. And so it's funny because many people with insomnia didn't have that bad insomnia until they've been using medications for years. Right? And after dealing with the Xanaxes and the Valiums and the Ambiens, etc. Now, yes, people drink less. Okay, we have noticed less alcohol consumption in people taking these pills. One, you aren't supposed to mix your Ambien with alcohol. That could be pretty dangerous. And two, you know, people in the older days would use alcohol to help them sleep as opposed to now. They could go to the pill, but once your body gets used to having that out, you don't try. So we're going to be talking about in the next hour how to, you know, come up with that happy place to get you to sleep. I wish there was more hypnosis studies because I think that would be brilliant. Just say a word and go to sleep. All right, Dr. Dahlia's show. All right, guys, don't go away if you can. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and don't forget to vote.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.